I don't have a buddy, but if I did, I know what I'd be wearing. I'd be wearing merch from the Battlebird Productions Tee Public Stall. If you want a shirt of your very own, featuring real sleeves and amazing artwork, visit battlebird.productions/merch. That's battlebird.productions, or click in the link attached to this message.
12 audio fiction podcasts are going to be at MCM Comic Con at the Excel Centre in London from Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th of May. We've got a dealer's table at ST9. So if you go into entrance S4 and head to the back of the hall, you should be able to find us. The table is also tagged on the MCM Comic Con map. We'll be there all day, every day, giving out free stuff like flyers and stickers, playing audio, including trailers for all of these awesome shows, and selling merchandise. We've got laser-cut wooden badges, fabric patches, t-shirts, and enamel pins. We're using the hashtag MCMComicCasts with two Cs.
If you're new to audio fiction, or this is the only UK audio fiction show you listen to, you might not be aware that there are tons of great podcasts coming out of the UK right now. We got together and made this short trailer to show you what audio fiction means to us.
Audio fiction has been around almost as long as we've been able to record sound. But now it's moved from a radio show you have to tune into to a podcast you can download and carry with you. Some audio fiction podcasts are anthologies, collections of short standalone stories, but most are serialized, following one long narrative across multiple episodes. They can be scripted or improvised, with music and sound effects, or without. There are now hundreds of independently made audio fiction podcasts out there, with more coming every day. Here's what we love about audio fiction.
Audio fiction is such an intimate form of storytelling, and it really encourages you to use your imagination.
Audio fiction combines a couple of things I love, storytelling and music. Throw in a few sound effects and you can take the listener from intimate personal moments to epic world-changing events, and all of that can be done on a small budget at home.
What I really like about audio drama is that the experience is completely unique depending on the listener. Like, how one person interprets certain sounds or voices is completely different to another person's experience. And I think it's why these stories are so important to the people that listen to them.
Listening to audio fiction is like inviting your mates around. It's just fun.
I love audio fiction because listening to a story while you commute, you hit the gym, or even do chores is the perfect way to incorporate more reading into everyday life.
What I love the most about audio fiction is its ability to transport the listener into new worlds that are of their own imagination. We get to merely suggest worlds to them, and they get to construct them in absolute detail, and it is brilliant.
I love audio fiction because not only does it enable me, as a creator, to tell stories I could never tell in the mainstream, but also, as a fan, I can find stories that represent me as an LGBTQ person that I never find anywhere else.
I love audio fiction because it has incredible narratives and immersive soundscapes, and it's just easy to lose yourself in them.
I love audio drama because it feels like a personal story just for me that I can listen to whenever I want.
I think for me, finding new audio drama is like finding your new favourite bands, and there's something that's really thrilling about that. And what's more, if you want to create your own show, then, and here's the big secret, you can.
Here are some short clips of our favourite audio fiction podcasts.
Just stick the kettle on and make me a cup of tea.
Sugar?
No, Georgie, this isn't a brothel.
Say you're a kid, and one dark night you're running along the cold sand with this helicopter in your hand, saying very fast, which, which?
I'm Silda. Nice to meet you. I'm 21. I'm a half-elf. I've just graduated. And I'm bored out of my fucking mind.
Why do I need to bring them back? Can't you do it?
I tried, but they keep running away.
Really? Why?
I'm a ghost, Taylor. People always run away.
Oh yeah, that's true.
How do you feel? They locked you up with this mental sedative. Stopped you being everything you knew you could be.
You're a serial killer, not a concert pianist.
Even Greater London, 1887. Children played, adults worked, and a mile-high tower beamed electricity outwards across hundreds of miles of uninterrupted city.
By some lucky white heather, sir.
An uninspiring example of Coluna vulgaris. What, indeed, might classify this in any regard as lucky?
Lucky for me, because you're going to give me the money. Lucky for you, because I'm not going to chib you.
This is the service to Brighton, right?
Oh, miss, I'm afraid this train won't be calling at Brighton, at least not in this century.
I can't just launch in without preparing. I've never spoken to a famous explorer before. I need to say something impressive.
You're not going to die would be a start.
Oh.
Richard?
I'm all right. You can make it.
Listen, I don't have much time. Some of the Discovery crew are coming aboard. Hyde, Puck. Somebody's coming. I've got to go.
Okay, obviously we've got you convinced. You want to start listening to audio fiction. But how? And where do you start? Well, first of all, you need a podcatcher. There are dozens of podcast apps out there that do mostly the same thing. The best ones let you do playlists and manage your downloads. That makes it easier to keep track of what you're listening to. Once you've picked an app, get subscribing. It's normally best to start from the beginning with audio fiction, because often podcasts tell stories in order, like a TV show. And when you want to find out more, check out the hashtags Audio Drama Sunday and Audio Fiction Sunday on Twitter, and look up reviews by Ellie Fernandez and Will Williams for some great recommendations.
But for real, why should you listen to podcasts instead of checking out any of the other media you've got to hand? Well, first, why not both? Podcasts fit a different place in your life. You can listen on your commute, while cooking or doing the dishes. But also, especially in terms of LGBT plus representation, podcasts are so much more diverse than other forms of media. They're original stories made by new, independent artists. They're bursting with creativity and hope and defiance. They're telling the tales we're not hearing elsewhere, and they deserve your attention and support. Give them a go. We think they're going to surprise you.
Thanks for listening, and consider subscribing to some of the shows you heard. Those were Wooden Overcoats, Escape Artists, and the Prickwillow Papers. Middle Below, We Fix Space Junk and Victoriosity, Tales from the Alethean Society and the 1237, Oblivity, The Orphans, and Diary of a Space Archivist. All of the details should be in the description below. Follow them on Twitter too for any updates. And if you're in London, all of those podcasts will be represented at our stall. Come find us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser. Help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And
yes.
Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the
yes.
ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window. And the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.